today's Q106 Morning Show. Jackson and Steph, we were just talking on clickbait about the new Top Gun movie coming out, and apparently I misspoke, shockingly, and Dawson here wants to educate us about something to do with the Navy and the Air Force. All right, Dawson, what did I say wrong?
Yeah, well, that's the start of the movie, is the top 2% of the top naval aviators go to Top Gun school.
So you are right. I do remember him wearing a white suit, you know, the white dress, you know, the dress, you know. But what I thought that...
Isn't that the Air Force?
Yeah, so the Navy flies planes too?
Yeah, absolutely. They're on the ship, and they're, you know, the start of the movie, I can't remember his call sign, But Goose and Maverick were number two, and then the number one guy that was supposed to go to Top Gun had those enemies kind of scare him down or whatever.
Okay.
So then he dropped out, and then Goose and Maverick got his slot to go to this Top Gun school for the naval aviators.
So, okay, hang on a minute, because, all right, now, I'm
shame on me. Dawson, you're right. Living in San Diego for 7 years, I was on the USS Midway Museum. It's the number one attraction in San Diego. It's not the zoo. It's the USS Midway, and you're on the hangar that is set up just like Top Gun, and that's Navy airplanes.
Now, I will say that, and I will say this now, and I'm not talking smack, that I have friends that are Marines, and my friends that are Marines refer to the Navy as the Marines cabs, I think is what they call them. Like, you know, they transport, the Navy transport the Marines to where they go. I thought the Navy transported the Air Force. So are there no Air Force aircraft carriers?
Most branches have their own aviation side. They're just all kind of different things, and now like the Marines are actually in kind of a transition period too of aviation side, but yeah, they all kind of have their own, you know, Army, Marines, Navy, and Air Force kind of all have an aviation division, just different aircraft, obviously, whether it's helicopters or fixed wings.
That just sounds so confusing. I thought everyone in the air was Air Force, because you're in the air. You're the Air Force.
But remember when we took the Gatorades to the National Guard and they let us go into the black?
Yeah, but I thought that was the Air Force National Guard. I thought that was that portion of it. I thought if you're in the air and you're a force, you are now the Air Force.
Dawson, are you a member of our military?
I'm not yet. I'm actually working on a bachelor's degree to hopefully get a pilot slot. You need a bachelor's degree to get a pilot slot.
So are you looking to go
Air Force or National Guard?
Okay.
Okay, so what branch are you hoping to go into?
I would really like to get in with the Air National Guard.
Is that the Air Force?
Yeah, it's technically it's the Air Force Reserve kind of service.
Okay,
so
that's
the Truex.
All right, that's the best and the brightest, they call them, and you sound like you're a pretty bright guy, so I think you'll fit right in.
You are now our official pilot guy.
All right, sounds good.
Oh, and I just, this is true, I just got a Facebook message in, I'm not going to say who it is.
Okay.
A friend of mine who's a Marine, and he said that I mispronounced something earlier, it's Chair Force is what he is.
What? You guys and your rivalries.
I did not say it, but if you're around military people, they love giving the branches, each other branches business. That's pretty good. That's
friendly
pretty
rivalry,
good.
Just police versus firefighters.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dawson.
And good
that
luck in your
awesome.
Journey, buddy. Thanks for educating us.
Yeah, thank you, guys.